Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And we have some great sports break action for you today. We're going to talk about the greatest events of September 25th, the athletes that performed them, and try to tie their uniform numbers in there too, if we can, if they wore them. But before we do, I want to make sure that you know about our Twitter account. We are represented on Twitter, on social media. That's where we are most active. You can find us at Pigskin Dispatch, and you'll see pop up the Pigpen Sports emblem with our winking pig there. Cleat Marks will be showing up there on your Twitter feed. Also, you can find us on Facebook at Pigskin Dispatch. We have that Pigskin Dispatch page, so don't be afraid to shout out to us there, as well as some other avenues. Our uniform numbers that we'll talk about for the September 25th are numbers 3, 4, 6, 35, 29, 28, number 1, 17, 34, 10, 24, 33, and jersey number 26. It's all going to start us off September 25th, 1908, and Chicago Cubs' Ed Rulbeck became the only pitcher in Major League history to throw a doubleheader shutout. Who would even attempt such a thing nowadays with the knowing a little bit more about the structure of a arm and how much it can handle and withhold? You don't want to face injury, but Ed Rule, quite the man there, pitching both games of that doubleheader in 1908. September 25th, 1926, the National Hockey League grants franchises to the Chicago Blackhawks and the Detroit Red Wings. Both those franchises got their start on September 25th, 1926. September 25th, 1932, Jimmy Fox, wearing number 3 of the Philadelphia Athletics, hit his 58th home run in his last game of that season. Quite an accomplishment there, 58 hits over the wall. September 25th, 1934, Lou Gehrig, number 4 of the New York Yankees, played in his 1,500th consecutive game. Quite a mark there. We know what he went on to there to do. September 25th, 1955, Detroit Tigers outfielder Al Kaline, he's come up a couple times the last few days, wearing the number 6 at just the age of 20 years old, became the youngest batting champion in Major League Baseball. September 25th, 1956, the Brooklyn Dodgers number 35, Sal Magley, tossed a no-hitter against the Philadelphia Phillies for a 5-0 Brooklyn win. September 25th, 1965. Now, this is truly an amazing feat here. Listen carefully. A 60-year-old, 60 years old, that's 6 decades, Satchel Paige, the wondrous arm from both the Negro Leagues and Major League Baseball, wearing number 29 of the Kansas City Athletics. Well, he pitched 3 scoreless innings just to get that one game in there to hold a record of being able to play in that next decade. September 25th, 1980, Jerry Mumphrey, number 28, joined the legends who formerly played for the Padres organization, Ozzie Smith, number 1, that's where Ozzie started his career, and Gene Richards, number 17, among a bunch of other numbers he wore at the Padres. That's when he wore the longest, as they were the only players to steal 50 bases in a season for the Padres. So it's Mumphrey, Smith, and Richards. September 25th, 1981, the Houston Astros, number 34, Nolan Ryan's 5th career no-hitter happened that day as the Astros beat the Dodgers 5-0. September 25th, 1984, the New York Mets' Rusty Staub, wearing number 10, joined Ty Cobb as the only people in Major League Baseball who hit home runs as both a teenager and men in their 40s in Major League Baseball. That's quite an accomplishment there, too. September 25th, 1985, Ricky Henderson, number 24, stole a Yankee record 75th base of the season. It's hard to remember, but Ricky Henderson, yes, was a member of the New York Yankees for a few seasons. September 25th, 1986, Houston Astros, Mike Scott, number 33. He threw a gem of a no-hit against the San Francisco Giants for a 2-0 shutout victory. September 25th, 1989, a Boston Red Sox player, Wade Boggs, number 26 with the Red Sox, became the first to get 200 hits along with 100 walks in 4 consecutive seasons. That's your sports history for today. Glad you could join us. Hope you enjoying this each and every day as we bring you a little bit of sports history in these sports breaks, these short little segments that give you a glimpse of things that you may remember, things you may have forgot, things maybe you didn't know in sports history. You can find more at sportshistorynetwork.com, pigskindispatch.com, and of course, thejerseydispatch.com. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for a reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com. Not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.